jump around.
As we go a little something like this.
Jump around.
Pozdrav, moje ime je Stefan, a vi slušate još jednu epizodu nove emisije na O radiju. U pitanju je Jump Around, emisija koja pokriva hip-hop muziku. Danas je baš zanimljivo, petak 13. Strašni petak 13. tako da kažemo. A šta je strašno? Strašni su raskidi. Raskidi znaju da budu jako nezgodni, niko ih naravno ne voli. A eto, odlučio sam da današnju epizodu posvetim tome i pesmama koje se u hip-hopu bave raskidima, tako da kažem. Ima onako baš dosta zanimljivih pesama, smatram da bi moglo biti interesantno. Da krenem eto odmah od prve pesme koju ćemo poslušati. U pitanju je, ja mislim, najpoznatija pesma o raskidu u hip-hopu. Naravno, to je Heartless od Kanye Westa. Heartless je pesma iz 2008. Nalazi se na kultnom albumu 808s and Heartbreak. Zanimljivo, taj album je volao Michael Jackson i tu je pohvalio vokale Kanye Westa. A on se posle šalio, ne možete ništa mi kažete, Michael Jackson je rekao da dobro pevam. Inače, još jedna zanimljivost, beat su radili Kanye West i producent No ID, trebalo inače da bude za Jay-Z-a i njegov 11. studijski album The Blueprint 3, ali Kanye West je previše zavolao taj beat, tako da ga je iskoristio za sebe. Ništa, u početku idemo malo tužnije, tako da kažem, nadam se da neće niko plakati, ali eto, podelit ću emisiju tako da ide, to jest ovu epizodu, da u početku idu malo neke pesme, ono koje su tužnije, žalopojke po znacima navoda, dok će kasnije biti nešto optimističnije i veselije, tako da ostanite, poslušajte celu epizodu, a krećemo, kako sam i rekao, od Kanye Westa i pesme Heartless. In the night I hear him talk the cold story.
How could you be so cold as the winter wind when it breeze, yo? Just remember that you talking to me, though. You need to watch the way you talking to me, yo. I mean, after all the things that we've been through, I mean, after all the things we got into. Ayo, I know what some things that you ain't told me. Ayo, I did some things, but that's the old me. And now you wanna get me back and you gon' show me. So you walk around like you don't know me. You got a new friend, well I got homies. But in the end, it's still so lonely.
In the night, I hear him talk the cold story.
Out of me that I don't know. I decided we weren't gonna speak, so why we up 3 a.m. on the phone? Why do she be so mad at me for? Homie, I don't know, she's hot and cold. I won't stop, won't mess my groove up, cause I already know how this thing go. You're gonna tell your friends that you're leaving me. They say that they don't see what you see in me. You wait a couple months, then you gon' see. You'll never find nobody better than me.
Off. They don't know what we've been through. They don't know about me and
Nakon Kanye Westa idemo na Bow Wow i pesmu Out of My System. Ukoliko ste, da kažemo, nedavno raskinuli, ovo je prava pesma za vas, jer baš pokriva to, pokriva ta osjećanja. Bow Wow ovde priča, inače, o njegovoj bivšoj devojci Ciari. Ukoliko ste nešto stariji, znate da su njih dvoje bili par, onako popularan u svetu hip-hopa. Ukoliko ste nešto mlađi i niste čuli za to, eto, sad ćete naučiti. Zanimljivo je jako da je pesmu, da je na pesmi radio No ID, producent koji radi na prethodnoj koji smo slušali, Heartless. A pored No ID-a, producent bio je i Jermaine Dupri. A pesma sampluje, ukoliko je to nešto što zanima, što volite, u hip-hopu se koristi dosta samplova, tako da mislim da je ok, skroz da nekad i pomenemo šta je samplovano. U ovoj pesmi samplovan je Rick James i Hollywood. Hajde da poslušamo kako se to Bow Wow borio nakon raskida sa Ciarom. Slušamo pesmu Out of My System koju peva zajedno sa T-Painom.
I'm liking it, but I just want the one that I was in love with. That's not the end of it, I'm trying to let you go. I can't get a grip of it, is what I'm trying to let you know. You got a hold of some kind of control of me. I don't know what it is, but I gotta get you gone from me. I'm working at it and it ain't getting no better. Just trying to be like, yeah, forget it, whatever. Instead of staring out this glass, looking at this bad weather. Damn, I gotta pull myself together, cause
I'm dealing with somebody, all I think about is you. Just don't know how. I be in all the top spots, even with the hot shots, knowing they just want me cause I'm in the top spot. That's not popping and my brain ain't stopping, thinking who she with or where she going. Is she club hopping? I never had this kind of problem in my life. This is my first time dealing with this kind of fight. It's every night and every flight and every time you're in my sight. Damn, this ain't even right, cause
when I'm with somebody, all I think about is you.
That I ever did. For now, I guess I gotta move on, right? It's still hard, and I still love you to this day. Peace.
Slušali smo dve pesme iz 2000-ih, a sada ćemo da se prebacimo u nešto novije, nešto mlađe. U pitanju je pesma iz 2018. Zove se Call Out My Name, a peva je The Weeknd. Evo, koliko se sad neko pita zašto The Weeknd, da li bi on trebalo da bude u emisiji o hip-hopu, repu, to je pop, to je R&B, ja ću reći The Weeknd je hip-hop i to tako treba da bude. Ukoliko se ne slažete sa tim, onda ovo nije emisija za vas, šta da vam radim. Nego da se vratimo mi na Call Out My Name što se tiče Weeknda. U ovoj pesmi govori o tome, o zapravo njegovom problemu da se pomiri sa tim da je kraj veze. Kako kaže Abel, kako se zapravo zove The Weeknd, iako je svestan da njegova ljubavnica nije toliko uložila truda u tu vezu koliko je on, on i dalje želi da se ona njemu vrati, odnosno želi da ga ona želi da on njoj bude potreban koliko ona njemu. Nadam se da ste me razumeli, izvinite ako je bilo malo konfuzno, ali dobro, šta je tu je, nadam se da smo se razumeli. U svakom slučaju nastavljamo u nekom istom ritmu žalopojki takozvanih, malo tugovanja, kasnije ćemo nešto biti optimističniji, ali dok ne dođe taj deo, slušamo The Weeknda i pesmu Call Out My Name.
So call out my name. Jump Around.
Jump Around.
Ne znam da li ste spremni za ovu sljedeću numeru. Sljedeća numera je zanimljiva zato što je prva domaća pesma koja će se naći u emisiji Jump Around. A u pitanju je Juice i pesma Navika. Jedan pravi domaći klasik zato što dolazi iz 2002. sa kultnog Juice-ovog debi albuma koji se zove Hip Hopium. Ti kažeš da je sve to bila navika, ti kažeš da je sve to bila navika. Tražiš realnost, to smo bili mi u jednom lancu samo karika, ali nikako nismo bili navik, kaže Juice u ovom refrenu. Ukoliko niste ranije poslušali ovu pesmu, već možete da naslutite o čemu se radi. Iz refrena naravno govori o navici. Ne znam da li ste vi nekada imali taj osjećaj da je veza postala navika, ali eto, Juice je to obradio u svojoj pesmi, a mi ćemo sada da je poslušamo. Slušamo Juice-a i naviku.
Vam vrata i vidim tebe kako čekaš me sa osmehom, mojom jedinom utehom, mojim najlepšim snom. Grlim vazduh, opet vizije slom. Lažeš sebe ako kažeš da je sve bilo po mom. Kažu nije ti suđena i posle godinu dana ja osjećam buđenja tvog grljenja i ljubljenja. Veza nam je bila kao najskuplja svila, za razliku od mene osjećanja si u sebi krila. Sad sve to ima neko ko te ne zaslužuje, jer te ne zna kao ja šta on uopšteo. Tebi zna tri godine, meni trebalo da se upoznamo, neke stvari jedno o drugom da doznamo, ali nije bilo uzalud. Ja i danas sam za tobom lud, ponosan na svoju ljubav prema tebi, tražim mesto na svetu gde bih mogao da se skrijem, jer ne mogu da ljubim usne bilo čije. Ti kažeš da je sve to bila navika, ti kažeš da je sve to bila navika. Tražiš realnost, to smo bili mi, u jednom lancu samo karika, ali nikako nismo bili navika. Ti kažeš da je sve to bila navika, ti kažeš da je sve to bila navika. Tražiš realnost, to smo bili mi, u jednom lancu samo karika, ali nikako nismo bili navika. Sad ko da sve što sam pisao gubi smisao, mnogi reči sam brisao pa ih dopisao. Četvrti po redu, peti, sedmi, opet šest izjutra, ja te ljubim, sreće u tvom pogledu pliva, suza se za suzom sliva, želela to ili ne, to sam ja, tvoj Ivan. I samo Bog nas gleda, samo Bog nas čuva, ne bi trebalo, ali meni uvek bit ćeš poslednja i prva, uvek u srcu, ako ne fizički, psihički, umu i lirički. I gdje god odem na kraj sveta, ja živ sam dokaz da ljubav nema granica, bit ćeš moja zvezda Danica. I u očima ti vidim da još uvek voliš me, ako ne, onda nestani, izvoli, preboli me. Lažni izgovori tvoji za mene ne važe, nemaš vremena da reci jednom šta ti srce kaže. I ko zna gdje još, ko zna kad, ko zna radim stvarno dosta je one love. Ti kažeš da je sve to bila navika, ti kažeš da je sve to bila navika. Tražiš realnost, to smo bili mi u jednom lancu samo karika, al nikako nismo bili navika. Ti kažeš da je sve to bila navika, ti kažeš da je sve to bila navika. Tražiš realnost, to smo bili mi u jednom lancu samo karika, al nikako nismo bili navika. Ti kažeš da je sve to bila navika. Tražiš realnost, to smo bili mi u jednom lancu samo karika, al nikako nismo bili navika. Ti kažeš da je sve to bila navika, ti kažeš da je sve to bila navika. Tražiš realnost, to smo bili mi u jednom lancu samo karika, al nikako nismo bili navika.
I ponovo se vraćamo na nešto noviju muziku, vraćamo se opet u 2018. godinu, koja je izgleda nekako bila godina raskida što se tiče pesama i hip-hopa. Nakon The Weeknda i Call Out My Name imamo još jednu pesmu iz tog perioda, sada ćemo slušati Post Malona i Better Now. U pitanju je pesma sa njegovog drugog studijskog albuma koji se zove Beer Bongs and Bentleys, baš nekako u Post Malonovom stilu. Dvoumio sam se zapravo da li da stavim od Post Malona Better Now ili Circles, zato što nekako obe pesme pokrivaju teme raskida, ali ja sam se odlučio za Better Now, nekako mi je više išlo uz sve ovo u čemu pričamo danas. Post Malone u ovoj pesmi naravno isto priča o nekoj bivšoj vezi koju je okončao. On veruje da su njegove emocije zapravo, kako bih rekao, ogledalo partnerke njegove. Ajde tako da kažemo. I u ovoj pesmi njih dvoje maskiraju činjenicu da zapravo imaju osjećanja, tako što pokušavaju da pobede u raskidu, ako se uopšte može nešto nazvati pobedom. Ali znate kako je to, kada raskinete, hoće jedna osoba da bude u pravu, druga da pobedi, mislim, što je naravno glupavo, ajde tako da kažemo, ali dobro, nema veze. U svakom slučaju, slušamo Post Malona i Better Now.
Would've gave you everything. okay. You're only the love of my life. You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that 'cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. You know I said that.
Polako, ali sigurno stigli smo do druge polovine ove naše breakup songs liste. E sad, u ovom delu bi trebalo da budemo nešto optimističniji, nešto bolji, gde već neke stvari shvatamo, gde smo ozbiljniji, gde razumemo da je možda bolje kraj. Ja sad ne znam koliko će prva pesma u drugom bloku baš uticati na to, ali mislim da je nekako idealan prvi korak, zato se nalazi na prvom mestu ovog drugog bloka. A koja je pesma u pitanju? U pitanju je Heartbeat od Childish Gambina. Kao što znate, Childish Gambino je umetničko ime Donalda Glovera. On je multimedijalni umetnik, on je glumac, on je komičar, on je pevač, on je reper, on je pisac, režiser i producent. Jedna zaista zanimljiva persona. A ovu pesmu Heartbeat Gambino je napisao zajedno sa švedskim kompozitorom Ludvig Goranssonom. I pesma je onako dosta zanimljiva zato što je više u elektrofazonu. Ima taj elektrobeat, ima jake sintisajzere, odnosno akorde na sintovima. Jedna zaista zanimljiva numera što se tiče tog instrumentalnog dela. Ja, inače, kao što sam rekao, možda ćemo malo, ajde, ići ka tom ozdravljenju, da tako kažem, zvuči malo i smešno, ali zapravo i ne, ako ste nedavno raskinuli, sve mi je jasno, znam kako je to, svi smo prošli to što se kaže, ako vam je prvi put da se raskinuli, mogu samo da vam kažem, držte se. A Heartbeat je pesma o onoj jednoj ili onom jednom, kako god hoćete da kažete, the one u svakom slučaju i nemogućnosti da budete sa tom osobom. Childish Gambino je onako to jako zanimljivo opisao i mislim da je super što ta pesma ide kao prva u ovom drugom bloku i sad ćemo da je poslušamo. Slušamo Childish Gambino i Heartbeat.
Heartbeat. want the same thing. Well, two can play that game. So I'm chilling with my girlfriend, but she not my real girlfriend. She got a key to my place, but she not my real girlfriend. Stupid, so dummy. Say the wrong thing and wrong girls come running. I'm paranoid that these girls want something from me, and it's hard to make a dime go 100. And my dude freaking out over a worse fate. She on time, but she late for their first date, cause he went and tried out a new condom, flipped off in a threesome. Good problems, right, wrong. Asking them if she wanna play games. We the Super Smash Brothers, but none of them you. I miss the sex where you kiss whenever you're through. 69 is the only dinner for two. I was wrong, but would you have listened to you? You were crazy. I got a heart, but the artichoke is only thing girls want when you in that smoking like.
I want you to know that I'm ready to go. Heartbeat, my heartbeat. How on you know whenever you are around? Can't speak, I can't speak.
Nasty shit in bed and it's fucking awesome.
Jump around.
Jump around.
Verujem da vas je Childish Gambino onako dobro prodrmao, dobro razdrmao, a to je ono što i želimo u ovom drugom bloku. Nastavljamo, što bi se reklo, proces lečenja nakon raskida, a idealna pesma za to mislim da je The Breakup Song od Valea. Ako se pitate šta je Valej, šta je Valej? Valej to je onaj reper što se piše W ale, kao Vale, kao Kit, slično. Mislim, naravno, nije kao Vale zato što nema slova H, ali neki bi pomislili da se tako izgovara Vale, ali zapravo nije, izgovara se Valej. LM, njegova pesma The Breakup Song nekako pokriva sve od raskida do tog procesa ozdravljenja, gde već smatra da je dobro što se to desilo i da ne treba ići nazad, tako da idealna pesma za ovu priliku. Inače, pesma se ne nalazi na studijskom albumu, već je sa mixtape-a More About Nothing, a sample je Stevie Wondera i pesmu All I Do. Slušamo Valeja i The Breakup Song.
Something must have happened.
It's not you, it's me.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine? I invented it's not you, it's me. Nobody tells me it's them, not me. If it's anybody, it's me.
All right. George, it's you.
You're damn right it's me.
Look, I was just trying to, you know.
I know what you were trying to do. Nobody does it better than me.
I'm sure you do it very well.
Yes, well, unfortunately, you'll never get the chance to find out.
Yeah. See, breaking up is hard to move along, it's even harder. It's over, she got colder now, can't locate where her heart is. And I'm just being honest, since we not even talking, my mind won't let you go, should even consider stalking. Nah, you know I be teasing, no, you know that my ego won't. Thought this was forever love, guess that was just seasonal. She got back, well, old boy, she probably had a reason, though. Although thought that we would grow, guess that wasn't feasible. But we ain't gotta be beefing, no, I miss you at my recent show. I speak to CJ often, and sometimes I just wanna speak you up. Yeah, hit you up, or call you up, or send a text. Your new man got my respect, so if I do call, it's just a check. Heard that you are I, though, my nigga for life, though. It's funny how this life go. We love for a while, then the light goes. Took me a while just to write those. Pride I had to fight, so I'ma stop right there. And I know you don't care, but I hope you got that bite, boo. Hey.
stars. Contemplate, I wrote about her. We no longer close to nothing. That's why she ignore my flowers and my call and my text. Spending her time with them, I guess I regret some shit I did. But darling, is y'all intimate? Who was better? I know I was. Don't you lie, don't blow my buzz. You ask me who I'm stroking now, I say that the pool is closed. Can we stay broken up and all these pages close them up? I hope we both do learn from this, so my next joint don't gotta be so rough, huh? Gotta get better with time. Relationships should never rewind. Better leave it all behind. Guess that mean you can never be mine. Well, there's a but. Without you, love is cold as fuck. Life is a movie, we both say cut, but most times, darling, the sequel sucks. More about nothing, man. This is part two, man. Man, it's been grinding, man. Just, you know, feel good, man. You know, I got to meet a lot of my fans, and I didn't know how diverse my fan base was. I'm just a kid that likes to talk about reality, to be honest. Like, I could break down a relationship in a lot of different ways, and I could break down what I seen, you know, my time on this planet. But, you know, when niggas talk that rap shit, like, I consider myself one of the best, you know, new, young rappers, as well as the best out active rappers right now, man. So, you know, I'm on my no days off shit. They some workers. We some workaholics.
Stigli smo već do osme pesme na ovoj našoj Breakup Songs playlisti. A ta lista ne bi bila kompletna da nema Outkasta i pesme Miss Jackson. U pitanju je pesma iz 2000. godine sa njihovog albuma Stankonia, a inače taj album i ova pesma nekako probio Outkast u mainstream. Pesma je bila na vrhu Billboard Hot 100 liste za celu nedelju 17. februara 2001. godinu dana, znači nakon izlaska, odnosno ne čak ni celi godinu dana, pošto je single Miss Jackson objavljen 24. oktobra 2000. Ali eto, našla se 2001. na broj 1 u Americi. A broj 1 bile je u Nemačkoj, Holandiji, Norveškoj i Švedskoj. Zanimljivo, Rolling Stone je tu pesmu stavio na 55. mesto 100 najboljih pesama iz 2000-ih. Inače, Andre 3000 i Big Boy, koji čine duo Outkast, su izvukli svoja neka lična iskustva da bi napravili ovu pesmu. Ako ne znate ovu pesmu, ako je niste čuli, oni se obraćaju Miss Jackson, odnosno majici devojke koji su povredili, namerno, nenamerno, svejedno, bitno je izviniti se, a to oni donekle rade u toj pesmi, ajde tako da kažemo. Inače, Andre 3000 je bio sa pevačicom Erikom Badu, rastali su se 99. godine, tako da ovo je bila inspiracija za Andre 3000-a. A eto, jedna zanimljivost, iako je za Eriku Badu ova pesma bila bolna, njena mama je zapravo obožavala pesmu i to što je poslužila kao inspiracija. Iako je zanimljivo da je uzela tablice za auto gde piše Miss Jackson. Tako da, poneki se zapravo sjajno završilo. Ova pesma svakako, kao što sam rekao, neizbežna kada su u pitanju raskidi. Spot je isto onako zanimljiv, ne znam da li ste ga gledali. Negde u Americi, oni rade na nekoj kući i tu su životinje koje pevaju zajedno sa njima. Ukoliko niste videli spot, eto preporuke, nađite ga na YouTube-u. A mi ćemo sada ovde da poslušamo pesmu. Slušamo Outkast i Miss Jackson.
Right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, 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 baby mamas, mamas. Yeah, go like this.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
My baby is drama's mama. Don't like me. She doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out and let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, shit, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She wanna rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited. Despite it, I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Me and your daughter got a special thing going on. You say it's puppy love. We say it's full grown. Hope that we feel this way forever. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. Miss Jackson,
10 times out of 9. Now if I'm lying, fine. The quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love thing. Together dream about that crib with the Goodyear swing. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever never seems that long until you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the sadder. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he. Asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize.
Look at the way he treats me. Shit, look at the way you treat me. See your little nose ass homegirl and got your ass sent up the creek, G. Without a pad on, you left the straddle and ride this thing on out. And the union girl ain't speaking no more, cause my dick all in, I'm out. So I'm talking about jealousy, infidelity, can be cheating, beating. And the N to the G, they be the same thing. But who you placing the blame on? You keep on singing that same song. Let bygones be bygones, you can go and get the hell on you and your mom.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. Jackson,
ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ukoliko se još uvijek ne osjećate bolje zato što ste raskinuli, siguran sam da ćete se osjećati mnogo bolje kada poslušate sljedeću pesmu. A šta je sljedeća pesma? Sljedeća pesma je Beautiful Pain od Eminema i Sije. U pitanju je pesma iz 2013. godine, nalazi se na Eminemovom albumu The Marshall Mathers LP 2. Iako ova pesma ne govori baš o raskidu, tako da kažemo, bukvalno osjećat ćete se, pardon, mnogo bolje iz razloga što pesma pokriva neki težak period, nebitno da li je to raskid i kako je to bilo juče i kako se podići i kako nastaviti dalje, kako izgurati iz toga naziv Beautiful Pain, oslobađati se toga na neki način, iako zapravo to nikada ne prolazi, bit ćete mnogo jači, tako da kažemo, tako bar kažu Eminem i Sia, Na nama je da im verujemo. Ja znam da se ja osjećam dosta bolje kada slušamo ovu pesmu. Verujem da ćete i vi, tako da ćemo sada da je pustimo. Slušamo Eminem i See You i pesmu Beautiful Pain. I can feel the heat rising. Everything is on fire. Today's a painful reminder of why. It can only get brighter the further you put it behind you.
The tornado warning, today's like the morning after. Your world is torn in half, you're waking, it's wake to start the morning process. And rebuilding, you're still a work in progress. Today's a whole new chapter, it's like an enormous ass. Thunderstorm has passed ya, your weather didn't poke its eye out with the thorn bush that ya used to smell the roses, stop to inhale, can't even tell your noses. Stuff so focused on the bright side, then you floor the gas pedal and hit the corner faster. More assertive, never looking back, may hit the curb, but every day's a new learning curve as ya steer through life. Sometimes you might not wanna swerve, but you have to avert a disaster. Lucky no permanent damage, cause they hurt you so bad. It's like they murdered your ass and threw dirt on your casket. But you returned from the ashes, and that hurt that you have, you just converted to gasoline. And while you're burning the past, standing at inferno and chanting. Swallow this pill is like, it happens all the time. They take your heart and steal your life, and it's as though you feel you've died, cause you've been killed inside, but yet you're still alive, which means you will survive. Although today you may weep cause you're weakened, and everything seems so bleak and hopeless. The light that you're seeking, it begins to seep in. That's the only thing keeping you from leaping off the mother freaking deep in. And I'm pulling for you to push through this feeling, and with a little time that should do the healing. And by tomorrow you may even feel so good that you're willing to forgive them, even after all this shit you've been put through. This feeling of resilience is building, and the flames are burning quick as fire. We're through this building, you're sealed in, but your fireproof flame retard on you withstood it. And as you climb up to the roof, you're just chilling. You look down cause you're so over them. You can put the heel of your foot through the ceiling.
As time passes, things change every day, but wounds heal, but scars, they remain the same. But tomorrow, today's going down in flames. Throw the match, set the past up.
So feel the fire beneath your feet as you barely even perspire from the heat. Exhale deep and breathe a sigh of relief as you say goodbye to the grief. It's like watching the walls melt in your prison cell, but you've extinguished this living hell. Still a little piece of you dies as you scream.
I stigli smo do posljednje pesme na našoj Breakup Songs playlisti. A završit ćemo onako kako smo i počeli, simbolično, zanimljivo. Slušali smo prvu pesmu Kanye Westa i Heartless, tu ima autotuna, a i sa autotunom ćemo završiti zato što ćemo da slušamo Lil Wayne i pesmu How to Love. Nekako dosta laganija pesma, tu je akustična gitara i onako, ne znam, meni je optimistična i zato sam i stavio da je poslušamo za kraj. A pesma, eto da spomenemo, iz 2011. sa albuma The Carter 4 ili The Carter 4, ako ćemo u originalu. Pesma govori, eto, o tome kako neka određena osoba, da kažemo, koja se Lil Wayne obraća, nije imala sreće u ljubavi, stalno su to bili neki pogrešni ljudi, ali zato je tu Lil Wayne da raspoloži tu osobu i na kraju krajeva da raspoloži vas. Samim tim mislim da je idealna pesma nekako da, što bi se reklo, zatvorimo ovu playlistu. To bi bilo to od ovog izdanja emisije Jump Around. Mi se slušamo već za 7 dana ponovo od 14 časova. Nemojte da propustite sljedeću epizodu. Biće isto zanimljiva. Nadam se da mi je ova bila isto zanimljiva. Tako da nastavljamo u nekom sličnom ritmu. Vidjet ćemo još koju ćemo to temu da obradimo sljedeće nedelje. Eto, može mali teaser, pošto se ove godine obeležava 25 godina od kako je Dr. Dre potpisao Eminema, možda ćemo se baviti time pa napraviti ono, neku playlistu gde su oni sarađivali. Ali dobro, o tom potom. To bi bilo to, kao što sam rekao, za ovo izdanje emisije Jump Around. Mi za kraj slušamo Lil Wayne i pesmu How to Love.
Cut the music up. Let it out. Yeah. You had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't never figure out how to love. How to love. You had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you in a corner trying to put it together. How to love. How to love. For a second you were here, now you over there. It's hard not to stare. The way you move in your body like you never had a love. Never had a love. When you was just a young and your looks were so precious. But now you're grown up so fly, it's like a blessing. But you can't have a man look at you for 5 seconds without you being insecure. You never credit yourself, so when you got older, seems like you came back 10 times over. Now you're sitting here in this damn corner, looking through all your thoughts and looking over your shoulder. See, you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't never figure out how to love. How to love. See, you had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you in this corner trying to put it together. How to love. For a second you were here, now you over there. It's hard not to stare. The way you're moving your body like you never had a love. Had a love. Oh, when you had a lot of dreams that transformed to visions. The fact that you saw the world affected all your decisions. But it wasn't your fault, wasn't in your intentions to be the one here talking to me, be the one listening. But I admire popping bottles and dipping just as much as you admire your bartending and stripping, baby. So don't be mad, nobody else tripping. You seen a lot of crooks and them crooks still crook. You see you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't never figure out how to love. How to love. See you had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you in this corner trying to put it together. How to love. I just want you to know that you just yeah. And I want you to know, you're far from the usual. Far from the usual. You see, I had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't ever figure out how to lie. How to love. See, I had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you in this corner trying to put it together. How to love. How to love. See, I had a lot of crooks try to steal your.
As we go a little something like this.
Check this out.
Jump around.